I'm going to read you an excerpt from the mysterious Kaimanawa Wall in New Zealand Adventure. And Nora goes with her dad to visit this mysterious wall. Knowing how important the wall really was, I was excited. I leapt out of the car with great anticipation and began to examine it top to bottom. The lines between the huge stone blocks were amazingly straight, as if they had been carefully chiseled and fitted together. The wall was partially covered with moss, and on top of it lay some deep soil and a large tree. Papa removed a few inches of soil at the base to see if the wall continued much farther down. It did, deeper than we were prepared to dig. In between two of the stone blocks, on the right side of the wall was a small crevice, but it was too dark to see inside. It seemed logical to me that the stones had been cut. The four stones you could see in the front wall were about 1.5 meters tall and about 1 meter wide. In one place, Papa could insert his arm into a root-ridden cavity and feel behind. He said the rock face was amazingly smooth back there as well. I ran my hands over the perfectly shaped rocks, wondering how they had come to be there. Dad beckoned to me, and we walked further up the hill, where he had discovered the tops of some other stones sticking out of the dirt. We examined them. Papa thought perhaps more stones were buried in the hill. These perfectly shaped stones also had very smooth, flat surfaces. I was starting to become convinced that the wall was an ancient structure built by people long ago. Papa says that archaeologists tell us the stones are at least 2,000 years old, which would mean that if people had placed them there, then there were definitely people in New Zealand long before the Maoris arrived. Papa said that the wall could also have been formed by old volcanic rock that is common in the Taupo volcanic zone. The rock would have been heated in a volcano and then cooled after flowing into place in the structure. How unlikely is that, I thought to myself. I sat on a rock looking at the tall green trees around me, thinking about it all. I loved being surrounded by such an amazing piece of history and wondering about who had been there in that exact spot before me hundreds or even thousands of years ago. My fingers idly scraped at the sandy ground nearby. They brushed against something that felt smooth and curved. I looked down in surprise to see what my fingers were touching. An old dish left by a picnicker? I dug a bit more and then gave a whoop of excitement. And you'll have to see what happens next.